I want to build on last week's homily. So, I love you, dear family. Notice I added the dear family there, mostly because I've been inspired so much by my good brother and friend, Father James Altman, who is getting beat up by mainly the secular radicals who are after him in mass. So please pray for him. But he is doing, we had him on the podcast last week, and at the end of the podcast, I said, you're probably my favorite priest. And the reason I say that, he says things like, my dear family, and you know he means it. If you've ever met him personally, he's the kindest, gentlest, humble, most humble and loving person you ever want to meet. But the proof is in the pudding that he loves his family enough to warn them. There's a wolf. There's a wolf. Beware of those wolves. I was thinking about him again, and at the end of the podcast, I did this as well, but the staff up for the diocese after Bishop Morlino passed away, they gave me a very special gift, and they said, Father, you probably would want to have this, and so I do. That's Bishop Morlino's Zucchetta. It's a second-class relic of Bishop Morlino. And I keep it near me, but I think right now I feel called that for at least a period of time, I want to keep it near us. So I'm going to put it right here. On Mary's altar. To remember a person who was unafraid of the wolves. One of the things that Father Altman's being accused of is being divisive. You know, if we didn't move Ascension Thursday to this Sunday, we would have this reading that says, I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. The world hates them. The world hates them. Well, yeah, you're going to be divisive. When you speak the truth clearly and openly, and for the sake of love, you're saying to you, I want to save you from the grasp of the enemy. Now it's your choice at that point. Either come into our Lord's arms or stay in the arms of the enemy. And that's going to divide people when that happens. Or we can remain silent and just allow the enemy to devour our loved ones. I've been saying, and I think all of you agree with me, that we're living in a time right now that is more grave than even 1930s Germany in terms of propaganda and indoctrination. Why? Because 1930s Germany used what? Pamphlets to try to indoctrinate people. We got it right here on our phone. You know, it's constantly we're receiving a barrage of the narrative of the radical secularists, or I like to say it's the dogma of the radical secularists. And in the meantime, like in 1930s Germany, you were either censored or punished if you didn't follow the regime that wanted only one narrative. Bishop Morlino, God rest his soul, could care less about what the cabal wanted him to do. Many of you lived through Bishop Morlino, who was constantly in the radical secular media as they tried to ruin him, as they tried to punish and censor him. He didn't care. He just kept speaking the truth. So thank God for Bishop Morlino. Thank God for people like good shepherds, loving shepherds like Father Altman. And thank God for our own bishop, because I brought his tweet with us today. He put this out just a couple of days ago. Here, I'm going to read it for you. Pelosi says she's pleased with the Vatican letter to U.S. bishops on communion. So in other words, Nancy, we bishops should just be quiet about your radical pro-abortion stance as you facilitate the continuation of the murder of millions of unborn lives. Pray for Bishop Haing, because he's about to be assaulted. For love of you, do you see? This is the time that we're living in right now. So what are we doing? We're praying with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength in the best way we know how. For us, we decided together as a family to join together. See, that's what they did in the Battle of Lepanto. They were divided. They were weak. It's time to unite. It's time to get strong. And so we decided every Thursday night, beginning last Thursday night on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima and the Feast of the Ascension, we're going to start meeting as we expose the Blessed Sacrament, the most profound, the most powerful of all devotions, Eucharistic adoration. And we begin our adoration praying the rosary with Our Lady and praying mighty prayers during that holy hour where we beg God to defeat the enemy, to dispel the darkness, to bring his light into the world. Please, please, please join us on Thursday night. I'll say this. If in your mind you're saying, oh, that's just another program that I might or might not want to choose to be a part of, that's the devil talking to you. We are a family. We are being insulted. We made a decision. We're going to come together. If you're thinking this is one or another program to decide from, that's the devil himself. My brothers and sisters, we are being pummeled in our times. We began this first one at the steps of the state capitol. All the rest of them will be here every Thursday night at 6 to 7. We began the first one at the state capitol. Glorious. Glorious. Many turned out. We prayed. Prayed hard. You know what was fascinating? You know, God always brings these confirmations. We like to call them coincidences or God incidences. On that day, May 13th, day one of Heal Our Land Holy Hours, that would go now for 18 solid weeks up to October 7th. On day one, the CDC stands up, and I think it was the Hour of Mercy. Don't quote me on that, but it was right around that time. The CDC stands up and says, out of the clear blue, by the way, the night before and that morning, they were saying, you probably don't have to wear masks maybe till next year. Maybe you wear them for the rest of your life because, you know, it's affecting the flu and all that. That afternoon, no more masks. Ditch the masks. That's their number one tool. To what? To have us live in utter fear and therefore in compliance with them. They handed over their primary tool on day one. Wow, that's just a coincidence. That's the devil talking to you. That's amazing is what it is. That's amazing. That's God saying, I love what you're doing. I'm confirming it. Here, here, take this. We're ripping off their main tool to keep us fearful and compliant on day one. We've been leaning on the scripture passage, 2 Chronicles 7:14. But I want to read 2 Chronicles 7:13 to 15. You're going to find this very interesting. First of all, I'm going to say this. Y'all know the cicadas are coming, right? Any day now. I think they're going to be here for like 4 to 6 weeks. When I was a little kid, I heard that sound, and I said, That's the worst sound I've ever heard. That's horrible. I'm hearing it now. I have tinnitus, a really bad case. I'm hearing cicadas, and I have been for years. You know what I do with that? I offer it up for you. I love you. I'll be a little bit more personal. Since I was a baby boy, I had irritable bowel syndrome. I finally found a title for it. Level 8, 9, 10 pain, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week. You know what I do with it? I offer it up for you. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we face challenges and struggles in our lives. I believe they're tests. And I believe that God uses them so that you can be mighty warriors. I don't know what you're going through, but I know everybody's going through something. This is a time for us to get strong. This is a time for us to draw nearer to the Lord. This is a time for us to draw nearer to each other. We're divided and we're weak. We need to be united with each other and with our Lord and grow strong. Here's that reading from 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 15. Ready for this? When I shut up the heavens so that there is no more rain, a lot of people praying for rain. It's been pretty dry. Okay. Or command locusts. What are they saying? Several trillion cicadas are on their way? Or send a plague to my people. Let that sink in. And here's 7:14. If my people, who are called by name, by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open. Now my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. He was brutalized. Father Altman's being brutalized. I'm 6 days away from serving my third month-long jail sentence in Facebook. Number one, I shared a Newsweek article about a successful treatment to help bring hope. No, you're not allowed to have hope, says the cabal. How dare you give people hope? The second time I was put in for a month was sharing another article about a treatment, a successful treatment that gives you hope. No, you're not allowed to have hope. We need you in fear. We need you depressed. We need you dependent. The level of evil right now, if you're not seeing this, but here, I want to say this. You know what's going on right now? The world is noticing you because you're tuned in. I'll get to that in a second. The third one, I shared an article from Fauci's National Institute of Health that questioned the efficacy of masks. Now they just got rid of the masks. I was put in jail for sharing an article from Fauci. Because what? It might give you hope that we might get rid of the masks one day. Well, we did. But I'm in Facebook jail for that. Do you see what's going on? And I even got disciplined from my superiors because it wasn't appropriate for me to share hope for my people. But they're all starting to rise up again. Finally, while they've been punishing people who rose up before them, we're divided, we're weak. We need to get united and strong. Stop brutalizing our own for being courageous shepherds that are warning our people of what this cabal has been doing and is doing. Now we're in day 3 of our Pentecost novena. You can catch up if you want. It's not that long of a prayer. The Pentecost novena, the first of all novenas. That's the time where the apostles were waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit. The most powerful of all novenas. Well, it's just another program, and that's the devil. If there was ever a time in the history of Christianity for us to call out and beg for the coming of the Holy Spirit, it's right now. Again, as I said, because the indoctrination is fast, it's quick, it's severe, as it's never been before. And we're watching our family, our friends, being devoured by the radical secular gospel, the only one that's allowed to be spoken. And if you dare speak against that, or speak against those who are preaching that radical secular dogma, you will be punished. You will be censored. We're divided. We're weak. We got to get strong. Please, please, fight off those thoughts that the devil's planting. It's just some other program. This is an historic moment in time. And here's what I'll say. I believe God is going to richly bless those remnant forces who join together. I believe they're going to receive a special kind of blessing. I could be wrong, but the Lord set that on my heart. I believe, you know what I believe? I believe miracles are coming. Here we had it again. They will pick up serpents. They will drink deadly things and nothing will harm them. They'll lay hands on the sick and they'll be healed. The power of God. That we've allowed the radical secular dogma to dismiss or to berate or to see as foolishness. And we've drank that poison. No mas. No more. Day 1. When God gave us that God incident, when we gathered at the state capitol with those who thought it was more than just another program. I put Gracie in my car that morning, and we drove up to where we drove some 15 years ago when a strip club parked across the street from our church. I got up on the tower of Blue Mound State Park. And I raised my hands, and in the front was Pine Bluff, and beyond that was Madison, and beyond that was the United States. And I did that, and I plan to do that throughout this time. And I took a picture as the sun began to rise. It's always darkest before the dawn. We were reminded that of the Christmas star. December 21st, 2020. A coincidence that was the 400th anniversary of the pilgrims first putting their toe on our soil. That day, look it up. There is a God. And he's trying to tell us something. Are we listening? Or are we listening to the devil? We're weak. We're divided. We need to get strong and united. We need to get at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ and beg for the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's not just another program. It's history in the making. Be blessed or cursed, receiving the call of God. This Thursday, it's going to be amazing. We have 80 candles, about 80 candles in the church. We have beautiful sacred music. Like I said, we're going to pray the rosary. Our Lord's exposed the Blessed Sacrament in an 1888 church. I mean, come on. It's amazing. You'll notice, too, that we have beautiful Roman Catholic Church shirts, T-shirts, polos, shirts, hooded sweatshirts for free out there. There's going to be plenty for Thursday night as well. I'm also giving out a very special gift. I wanted to pull the trigger on this Thursday night, so it's a belated Mother's Day gift, but for all the ladies in this nice little bag here. Everyone who comes Thursday night, or the first ones until they run out, is going to receive a gold-plated scapular pro-life medal. And it's teeny tiny. I've noticed like the ladies like it. Okay? And it's got these amazing saints on it. Ready for this? It's got Gianna Mola, John Paul II, Mother Teresa, Maximilian Kolbe, and it also has what makes this qualify. See, in 1910, Pope Pius X said, if you enroll in the cloth scapular, from that point on, you can wear what's called a scapular medal. And he said, as long as the medal has the Sacred Heart on one side and Our Lady on the other side, it qualifies. This is actually called a four-way because it's got all kinds of saints on this medal, as well as the Sacred Heart and Mary, the Immaculate Heart, on the opposite side. So you can wear this and you can have Our Lady's protection. And I think it's beautiful. You can have that. So we'll be handing those out Thursday night as well. Here is these amazing T-shirts. That cool? That's the church symbol on there. The papal keys. And the words Roman Catholic Church in Latin. For free. I'm saying this to you, but I'm also saying it to people up there that are watching as well. Please plan to join us. But brothers and sisters, I believe miracles are coming. One last thing. After Mass, or after our holy hour on Thursday night, bring your mask, because right out here where I'm going to be building, I say building, it's not going to build up, but it's an outdoor like patio area we're going to have. I already got the tables and the benches and the tent. We're going to have what's called the Outdoor Grace Cafe. Okay, this is going to be for all Sundays, all Thursday nights, but we'll be joined out there, and I'm also going to have a little bonfire. Bring your masks. We're going to have a little bonfire for our Mass that night. So my brothers and sisters, please, 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 accept our call to become united and strong. I believe God is going to bless us so much that we're going to see supernatural miracles like we've never seen before. The Holy Spirit is coming. Be a part of that movement of the Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.